Imagine waking up to another day of checking your phone, hoping for a message from someone who consistently makes you feel less than whole. The no-contact rule isn't just about silence. It's about reclaiming your life from the grip of unhealthy attachment. In today's hyper-connected world, breakups have become infinitely more complicated. Before smartphones and social media, ending a relationship meant physical separation that naturally facilitated emotional distance. Now, technology enables what's called lazy access, the ability for someone to maintain a presence in your life with minimal effort through texts, likes, or late-night calls. Even seemingly innocent digital interactions create painful reminders and false hope, especially empowering those commitment-resistant individuals who thrive on maintaining control while offering only crumbs of attention when it suits them. The psychology behind breadcrumbing behavior reveals something important. These people need the security of knowing someone wants them while avoiding genuine commitment. They view breakups not as endings, but as transitions to arrangements where they maintain access to your emotional support without reciprocal investment. They might resurface after weeks of silence with a casual, "Hey, stranger" message, or react to your social media posts just enough to remind you they're still watching. Our reluctance to implement proper boundaries stems from several fears. We worry they'll transform into the person we always hoped they'd be after we leave. We dread being alone in a world of curated happiness. We've normalized relationship anxiety. The no-contact rule challenges this pattern by prioritizing self-preservation over familiar pain. It's not about punishing them. It's about reclaiming your power and creating space for genuine healing by blocking numbers, unfollowing accounts, and removing digital reminders that might tempt you back into toxic patterns. No contact isn't merely avoiding communication. It's a comprehensive boundary-building practice, creating mental, emotional, and physical distance after a breakup. This practice becomes particularly necessary when your words have lost credibility through previous reconciliation attempts. If you've repeatedly threatened to leave only to return, your ex has learned that your boundaries are flexible and your ultimatums empty. Many misinterpret NC as manipulation, but its true purpose is self-protection and healing. The pain you experience isn't punishment, but the natural process of extricating yourself from unhealthy attachment. It differs fundamentally from the silent treatment, which is manipulative behavior within an ongoing relationship. NC proves most appropriate in specific situations. When someone keeps you as an option without commitment, when you have low self-esteem and need space to rebuild it, when continued engagement creates mixed messages, in cases of stalking or abuse, when dealing with users who exploit vulnerabilities, or when you've lost self-respect through humiliating behaviors. Successful NC requires controlling all communication channels to protect yourself, both from their disruptions and from your own impulses. Each communication method represents a potential trigger with conditioned responses that can pull you back into unhealthy patterns. For phone communication, develop healthier habits by establishing boundaries, like turning off your phone after certain hours, checking messages only a few times daily, using Do Not Disturb settings, and deleting their number. Consider changing your ringtone to remind yourself to maintain NC, block their number if necessary, and screen all calls. Physical contact must stop completely during NC. Continuing any form of intimacy, whether sex, kisses, or cuddles, only prolongs the agony and prevents emotional progress. Special occasions often become excuses to break NC, but reaching out typically has underlying motives. It's really about ensuring you haven't been forgotten rather than genuine well-wishing. Finding a trusted NC buddy provides crucial support during difficult moments, someone compassionate and objective, available for regular check-ins when you're feeling weak. While complete no contact is ideal, certain circumstances require maintaining limited contact. Low contact becomes appropriate when you must continue seeing someone due to co-parenting, working together, or finalizing legal matters. The key distinction is engaging only to the degree needed for necessary interactions, nothing beyond that specific purpose. For co-parents, create a detailed parenting plan covering routine matters and emergencies. Prioritize your child's welfare over ego, establish clear boundaries immediately, and stay strictly on topic during conversations. Use parallel parenting techniques where possible, communicating through dedicated co-parenting apps or email only. When your ex is a colleague, create physical distance by requesting desk moves if possible, schedule different break times, and use email rather than face-to-face communication when appropriate. Minimize unnecessary interactions by avoiding optional social events and keeping all conversations strictly work-related. Financial entanglements require careful handling and clear documentation. Set up automatic payments to minimize contact and keep detailed records of all transactions. Sometimes letting go of debt can be less costly emotionally than pursuing it and remaining entangled. No contact is essential because relationships operate on established patterns that become deeply ingrained over time. Your ex makes assumptions based on your previous behavior and won't adjust their expectations until they receive consistent signals that the old rules no longer apply. This psychological rewiring requires an extended period of complete separation. You must exceed your previous longest period of no communication. In unhealthy dynamics, your partner develops a detailed mental map of your behavioral patterns. They know precisely when they do X, you'll respond with Y. It becomes an automatic response. Common examples include, when they become distant, you bombard them with messages. When they express dissatisfaction, you immediately try to fix things through people-pleasing. When they threaten to leave, you make promises against your better judgment. The bait and switch is particularly insidious. Your ex pursues you persistently until you respond, then suddenly becomes cold and distant, effectively flipping the dynamic so you appear to be the desperate pursuer. This creates an addictive pattern of intermittent reinforcement that NC breaks by eliminating all responses. Creating a meaningful life requires intentional action. When you actively fill your days with purpose-driven activities and future-oriented plans, you naturally enhance your self-confidence and strengthen your sense of identity. Take concrete steps. Transform postponed dreams into current goals. Enroll in that class you've always considered. Join local groups. Create structured weekly social commitments. Challenge yourself to accept invitations that make you slightly uncomfortable. Initiate regular friend gatherings and explore meaningful activities like community service or solo travel adventures. If you break NC, and many do, treat it as a learning opportunity rather than a failure. Analyze the specific triggers that led to contact, document how the interaction affected your emotional state, implement stronger boundaries, and double down on personal growth activities. The transformation happens gradually. One day, you'll realize you're no longer consciously practicing NC. Instead, you're simply living your best life. Remember that true love should never require sacrificing your self-respect, trust, or personal values. If maintaining a relationship means diminishing yourself, always choose self-preservation. The path forward isn't about forgetting someone existed. It's about remembering who you are without them. Your healing journey isn't measured by their absence in your life, but by your growing presence in your own.